This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And up next is actually a story that's related somewhat to a news item that you might have just caught in the 5:30 news, actually, about how SMEs have been struggling, with so many of them shuttering even over the last few years. And so in line with that, the government is trying to make loan applications quicker for SMEs by putting aside credit checks. So we want to talk about how this will help and also get a 101 of sorts on credit checks and loans.
So this comes from a statement by Entrepreneur Development and Cooperative Minister Noh Omar, and he said that the government usually checks if loan applicants are in the Central Credit Reference Information System or in the CTOS Credit Reporting Agency. But essentially, the idea is to speed up that process. So the government will now waive those processes to make sure that loan approvals happen faster, especially when it comes to government loans. And he also said that there's going to be a special committee that will be established to monitor loan approvals, to also look into why there might be delays. All of this is, of course, coming within a larger context of a KPI that the ministry has set. The aim is essentially to help more than 190,000 entrepreneurs within the first 100 days of coming into office.
Which, of course, is the time period in which the government is supposed to show that it is a high-performance government, right? So that 100 days doesn't come from nowhere. It is something that was stated pretty clearly by the Prime Minister at the outset that this government, despite looking very similar to the previous government, is going to be a high performance one. And I think that this is an interesting development, particularly because it addresses one of the central complaints that SMEs, that business owners in general have had, which is the difficulty of managing their finances and especially the difficulty of getting access to funds in an efficient way. Many of them have talked about jumping through hoops, you know, having to learn to maneuver all these things, and also of waiting for significant chunks of time to see what's going to happen.
And I think this process is opaque in many ways to people who are not familiar with it. There are lots of things that they need to understand, even sort of understanding what a credit check is and what would they be looking out for when it comes to these sorts of checks is something that can be confusing if you're not used to the process, if you're new to the game, if you're a small player and you don't have a whole team of people managing these things for you. So I think at the outset, it does look like it's a useful thing, particularly at a tough time like this.
So while we're about to dive into it, we'd also like to hear from you. If you'd like to share what have your experiences been like trying to get a loan, you can let us know. You can also talk to us about whether you think that this is going to help making loan applications quicker for SMEs, putting aside credit checks. Is that going to be helpful? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Jarrett Lim, co-founder of Finology, which is a fintech company operating the personal finance website loanstreet.com.my. Jarrett, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we mentioned this earlier, but perhaps you could give us also a quick overview, really, for those who might not be familiar. What is a credit check? And also, what does CTOS and CCRIS mean?
So a credit check really is something that lenders do when they're underwriting your loan. So before they actually give that loan to you, they have to know whether you're good for the money, whether you're credit worthy, so to speak. So to do that, something that a lot of lenders rely on is they use CCRIS. It's a CCRIS report. It's where all these banks and financial institutions, once a month, they must send information about all their borrowers to Bank Negara. So Bank Negara collates this information, and then they make this same information available back to all these financial institutions, right? So what CCRIS contains is it has information about all the loans that you have, how much you owe, have you been late in your payments, are there any distressed accounts where you have not been making payments, and if you've been late in your payments before, how your payment history is. Whereas CTOS is a private company. They are under the Credit Reporting Agency Act, right, of 2010. So what they do is they go about to different places, different sources of information to collect more background information about an individual or a company. So information includes things from CCRIS, from SSM, which is your company registrar, you know, from registrar of societies, from the Department of Insolvency, from court listings. And the kind of information that they collect will be whether you are a bankrupt, whether you have had legal proceedings against you, whether there have been trade disputes, say maybe you're running your business and you didn't pay to somebody, or you didn't pay your telco bills for a long time, people complain to CTOS, and CTOS then has a note over there. And so what happens is these lenders, when they're before they actually give you a loan or they decide whether to approve, they will use CTOS and CCRIS on top of the information that you had provided them to try and paint the picture of whether you are a good borrower or whether you will pay them back or not, so to speak.
So from the point of view of the loan applicant, how does all of this factor into that process? You know, what does it add? Does it add layers, time, and so on?
So when these lenders, when they want to lend to you, right, there are two things. The first one we mentioned already is whether they think you're good for the money. And number two is, of course, if you are good for the money, how much should they lend to you? What should the maximum amount be? So as far as a lender is concerned, when you're going to apply for a loan, you submit all your documents, including your income documents, maybe your business accounts, your bank statements. And then these lenders will automatically, but in the background, they would already have, assuming they already gotten your consent, they would be extracting information from all these third-party providers, right? So as far as the lender is concerned, when you're applying for it, there's nothing additional that you need to do.
How significant, therefore, is this decision to waive credit check processes for entrepreneurs? I mean, will it actually speed things up considerably?
Personally, I don't think so, because you see, when you're applying for a loan, if you go to a commercial bank today, all the processes for taking a CTOS or CCRIS report, the information, takes all about 10 seconds because it's already very tightly integrated to all the loan origination systems of, you can say, modernized lending operations. So all you do is a button click and boom, the information is there. But what typically slows down or is where things get a little bit slower is the review process before people approve a loan. So because the information is just information, then I still have to then decide whether or not I want to lend to you, right? So CTOS and CCRIS itself does not slow down the process, but the review process of whether to lend to you and how much to lend to you, that is a manual process. And if, for example, when our minister said that they would completely waive the CTOS and CCRIS, it might be counterproductive. How? Counterproductive in the sense that, let's say today you are a credit reviewer and I no longer am allowed to access background information about you, to know your past history, to know whether you've paid them, right? Then what can I rely on to tell me whether you are a good borrower or not? And then, since I have so much more uncertainty, I might be a lot more cautious. I might end up, for example, asking you for a lot more documents, a lot more history, a lot more, can you show me, can you prove me that? Or, and that slows it down. Or, on the other hand, the other kind of counterproductivity is, it might just make loan approval rates go a lot lower. Why? Because they might raise the bar higher for qualifying for a loan if, assuming they wanted to ensure that non-performing loans are not going to creep up. But of course, if they don't mind the non-performing loans being an issue, then okay, by all means. So if they want to really speed it up, either they improve their internal review process to make it up to par with modernized lending, or they have to completely forego the or loosen the review process to allow a lot of bad borrowers in.
So from what you've heard, what are the experiences of SMEs when they are applying for these loans?
I would say that we ourselves in Finology, we had applied for one government soft loan recently, and that was pretty good. Our experience was pretty good. We did it together with MTDC, we applied for one, right? And we got that loan. So generally, though, when speaking to other business owners, one thing is that when they apply, first of all, the application process itself might not be very digital. And that is already quite painful. And then secondly, if it's not digital, it also means that when it falls into the review process, you don't really know, you don't have a up-to-date information on whether you have passed or not. So in certain cases, in fact, in many cases, you didn't actually pass. You didn't actually qualify. And when you don't qualify, the lender or its staff, they also don't have any process to go back to you to say, I'm so sorry, you didn't qualify, so we couldn't approve you because da-da-da-da-da-da. Instead, what happens is it falls into an information or limbo, and then you are forever waiting, thinking that they're still processing it. And then that perpetuates the thing where, or it's where it gets misframed as, yeah, it takes so long. That's one possibility. And it sort of explains some of the experiences that some SMEs have. And the other one is that sometimes also, you know, we are human lah. So as a lender, if let's say I reject you and you are in a moment of desperation, you're irate, you're angry as a businessman or as a person, right? As an individual, I also don't really want to go back to you and say I rejected you or you don't qualify. And if they do, or if people call to us, they say, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, CTOS. And what they tend to do is they'll say, oh, CTOS secrets problem, which sort of like Tai Chi's away the weight of the responsibility, right? Into something that, oh, it's out of our hands. So this is what happens very frequently, and it sort of encapsulates the experience that SMEs face, which then gets misframed or misunderstood by maybe our honorable minister in saying, yeah, the loan approval process is too slow. We now need to completely do without a CTOS and CCRIS check, which again, as I say, if you are looking at the wrong problem, then you will have the wrong solution for it.
So building on all the points that you've been bringing up, what kinds of changes would therefore actually make this process easier and faster and more efficient, all that good stuff for SMEs?
Well, first off, if you're talking about government loans, then they should or they can look at modernizing their loan application process, first of all, and then the approval and origination systems and processes in the behind the scenes. That can be modernized. For example, with Finology's stack, we also did this for one or two lenders that does SME loans and also with a government ministry. So we know how well it can be in terms of a communication and a user experience. And also for the people who are processing it, you don't get so much backlog. And then if you're talking about the what they call the approval process itself, I think there will always be a certain amount that has to be manual because not all businesses are always going to fit. But how do you then make it easier for your poor overworked staff to have all the information in the one dashboard so that they can make proper decisions with all the information already at their fingertips rather than expecting them to go, okay, here's some of it is in a bank statement like that, not digitized yet, and then now I don't even have CTOS or CCRIS information, which makes it worse. And then some people come in with all this, oh, these are all my cash receipts from my till from the day. So it becomes a bit tough to, I mean, it's important to standardize it also for your back office people. And finally, there is the customer centricity. I think it's an attitude or it's a thinking that must be instilled in the credit officers and the people interfacing with the people who are borrowing, because these are desperate, worried people. So if they don't qualify, I think they also deserve the right to know.
For those who have found their applications rejected, right, what are their options?
Well, some of the options today are more available than it used to be. For example, there are some new fintech lenders that are focused on SMEs. One example is Capital Bay. It's a local startup check them out, right, if you're looking for it. Another one is Aspirasi by Anxiata Digital. So there are a couple of alternatives to commercial banks for SMEs today. Now, what I do want to tell to all the listeners who are in this position is, please don't go to Along, so don't go to unlicensed money lenders. It's going to ruin your life.
So in closing then, for entrepreneurs who are thinking or in need of applying for these loans, what would you suggest they prepare? I mean, how can they get started in this whole process?
So it's no different from applying for a loan with a commercial bank. You must have your audited accounts if you already have it. You must have, usually the longer your operating history, the better your chance of succeeding in a loan. In commercial banks, they will usually want at least 2 years of operating history, right? But with government programs, with fintech lenders, they can be more lenient about this. And then you want to prepare your latest bank statements, your cash flows, your management accounts. Even if you're a sole prop, it's important to keep a good general ledger and bookkeeping practices. And then, most importantly, is because you're dealing with humans to approve it, you want to have a very nice and rosy projection about your business going forward and how promising it is for you after the pandemic and where recovery is very possible. Make them believe in you and your business.
Jared, we do have a comment from a listener. So Stephen says, there are sufficient checks, i.e. CCRIS, to ensure that borrowers are entitled to a loan. Unfortunately, bankers are too stringent and too limiting when it comes to approving a loan. Do you have thoughts on that?
I have to agree. So just to be clear, the topic for today was the government loans. So the government loans are not the same because they have many, many programs under different ministries and agencies. So they all have their own qualifying criteria and industries that they look at. But if you're talking about commercial banks, then yes, they are. One of the criticisms that you commonly hear today is that they only take very structured businesses that have been operating for more than 2 years, or you've got positive cash flow, then they lend to you. Basically, they lend to people who don't need the money. And because they are so careful and conservative about their NPLs, then a lot of criticism has been, especially in the recent times, has been thrown their way. So contrast this against the new fintech lenders who start using different measures. The less common measures, things like, for example, some of them have got access to your cash transactions. And then they use your cash transactions to then determine roughly what kind of business size it is. They overweight on different criteria. Some of them even use things like your phone bills to see whether you actually pay your phone bills on time or do you tend to drag it out. They use all these unconventional methods to score and evaluate. Like I think Grab also has got some financing options for their drivers because they will know how much a person drives, how much food they deliver, or if you're on GrabMart, how much you sell as a merchant. So then they use that to score instead as opposed to more traditional measures that commercial banks use. So I completely agree with Stephen. I think the commercial banks can do more. And I do have one suggestion actually on a structural change to Malaysia, in Malaysia, that can actually benefit and help the commercial banks get in on the game, help the government to achieve their objective of providing financing assistance while not doing irrelevant actions as, for example, waiving this CTOS CCRIS check. So that would be to get CGC, which is a credit guarantee corporation, to guarantee more loans for SMEs. So if you can get CGC to guarantee SME loans, then the commercial banks might start feeling a bit more comfortable in also participating in this recovery phase financing to tide over these SMEs. So I'm not saying it's the magic bullet or the panacea, but I do believe that it could be something there. So CGC might come out with a program just for SMEs.
Jared, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jared Lim, co-founder of Finology, talking to us today about a number of different things, really, but mostly credit checks, loan applications, and so on, particularly for SMEs. This is because the government has said that they are trying to make loan applications quicker by putting aside credit checks. We'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? And if you'd like to share your experience in trying to get a loan, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.